Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Good morning, Houston. It is January 12th, 2019. Hope you're getting used to writing that number. A lot of times it takes a little longer to get the hand caught up than the mind. I know you know it's 2019, but, you know, maybe practice writing it a couple times. Happy New Year. I think today is probably the limit of the time you can say that, right? It's like, you know, there's a date. It's like you start seeing people for the first time. You tell them Happy New Year. Well, you know, you don't want to be doing that to July. So maybe think, okay, I'll stop saying it now. Because, you know, we're almost 2 weeks in. It's a new year. We're here. We're not going anywhere. It's a year of the garden. That's what we've declared. Year of the garden. So we got a little bit of a late start here on Home Show Garden Pros. Still want to tell you about who we are, what we do. This show exists for the sole purpose of helping Houston be a better gardening city. So helping individual gardeners gain knowledge, grow in their skills, you know, build new skills, learn new things, all related to gardening, and really kind of like figuring out what works. So we got a great show just doing that. One reason that we can do that is we can gather all these knowledge specialists together. So just going to run you through some of our sources for knowledge specialists. These are all just amazing and beautiful family-owned little nurseries, little places that you can go buy plants, tools, things like that. They're all gorgeous. So Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, Nelson Nursery and Water Garden in Katy, Plants for All Seasons up 249 just past Louetta, The Arbor Gate, Warren Southern Garden in Kingwood, and Enchanted Forest and Garden. So we got a great show today with Diane Bolanowski, and then also Joey Linderman coming in later. And before we bring Diane in, I want to tell you a little bit about The Arbor Gate. So The Arbor Gate is so much more than a garden center plant nursery. Place is super, super cool. It's quite literally an inspired collection. We're talking about unusual plants, but also they do have usual plants. So that's cool too. You know, you need a mix of both. You get to somebody's house that only has unusual plants and you're kind of like, you know, oh wow, you have all of different plants. Good for you. That's great. But you may want usual plants and unusual plants. Arbor Gate really has a beautiful selection of stuff and a bunch of great stuff that'll just make you say thank you for stocking your shelves so well with these artisan created pieces, constantly changing array of items to bring beauty and flavor to the home and garden. Beautiful display gardens, incredible fruit tree, herb, roses, vegetables, shade plants, all the stuff you could want. Beautiful place. They do, and this is going to blow your mind, but they have two, count them, two different gift shops. And both gift shop really is a standalone kind of treasure trove. So neither one is going to carry the same stuff. They're very different kind of themes. One thing I love about the Arbor Gate is they buy a lot of stuff locally from local growers, and they're really committed to the same thing this show is committed to, and that is improving Houston skills gardeners. And they do that by offering 40 complimentary gardening classes a year. 40. Pretty cool stuff. So you're going to love their website. You're going to love the exceptional service and knowledge. So take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Find them online at arborgate.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros, we're back. Danny Milliken here. One of your garden pros, but not the only one. We have the blessing, we should say, to have another garden pro come in, Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. Hello, Diane.
Hello, good morning. I will say Happy New Year since I haven't said it yet.
Well, it's not
It'll
too late
the last
for,
time.
Yeah, it's not too late for you to say today. Okay. Today, because today is the last day, you know.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, there'll be people that I don't talk to, you know, and I'll run into them in April, and it's like, hey, Happy New Year. And it's like, they're like, oh. They look at their watch and they look at me and then, you know, it's just a public service announcement, just trying to help people. I don't want to dictate anybody's life. You live your own life, you know, but
yes.
Well, no, Happy New Year to you also.
Yeah, so we're super excited because spring is just around the corner. So we're already starting to get ready for spring and planning out all our events and classes. And we've had some really nice weather this week. So I hope everyone got a chance to get out there and at least get some cleanup and assessment of, you know, what you're going to do this coming spring.
No doubt. No doubt. By my kind of reckoning, this is the third Saturday in a row that'll be lovely and a great gardening day. It may be a little bit overcast today, but it's not going to be super cold. The soil will be, you know, nice and pliable, you know, like it'll be a little bit moist, but not soaked from a little bit of rain we got. So another great day to garden today. So yeah, people need to be cleaning up, getting ready, planning. There's a lot you can, there's always something you can do. That's for sure.
Yes, yes. Gardening chores never end. But I love this period because it's kind of my time for dreaming and planning and figuring out all the things, all of the different gardening projects that I want to get underway. So, and tomato time is coming up, and that's always very exciting. So
tomato
we're getting our new 2019 seeds. Actually, we just got them in.
Nice.
There's a lot to do.
Tomato time's always great. It's one of those things where, like, people need to start it earlier than they do in Houston, right? Like, they are – the city still has this kind of, like, belief in this myth that you don't really pay attention to tomatoes till April, right? And it's like, okay, no.
Right.
You need to start paying attention now. You know, if you can get tomatoes in the ground now and cover them if we got to freeze, that means you'll get tomatoes earlier. You'll start getting them in March, you know? It's a thing you can do. And, you know, if you get seeds in now, that means you're going to start having some viable tomatoes, you know, plants at least, into February, which is really when you wanted to see them really crank it. So, no, I love it. That's great. Yeah, it is. We're moving into tomato time. That's for sure. It's one of those. It's just a subject that I always kind of like, I get so excited about. I enjoy so much in the heart of the season. And then people like start having their problems, you know, in June. Because they waited. They waited so long. So,
yeah, it takes a little babying in the beginning, but it's kind of a fun thing, you know, because we're still in winter. I've already planted my little seedlings and I'll baby them along, but the rewards will be great because if it gets too hot, the tomatoes won't set. And so that's why we start them early.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I love that you mentioned dreaming, you know, the idea of maybe reconsidering your garden space is what Diane's talking about. Is, you know, you look out there, you've seen the same thing for a few years probably, and it's like, how do I make this the place I want it to be? And I know a ton of people are kind of turning towards natives to do that. Diane, you're a huge natives person. What are some reasons that people would consider using native plants over something from far away?
Well, there's really a lot of great reasons. First of all, native plants are native, so they're a lot easier to care for as far as attracting pollinators. They're much more appealing, you know, to the bees and the butterflies. And they're, you know, drought tolerant. They kind of roll with the punches with our crazy weather patterns that we have here. And what a lot of people don't realize is many natives are just really beautiful and wonderful performers and very reliable in the garden. And so I think people are a little hesitant to work some of the natives into their existing landscape. But I really believe in layering in the garden.
Right, me too, big time.
You know, a combination of things, you know, native plants, bulbs, doing some things from seed. And once you get a garden like that started, it really pays off
right.
Because you can have it where you always have something in bloom and something of interest in the garden.
No, that's a great idea. I love that. And you come back, we're going to explore natives a little bit more. Get into that. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned bulbs and seeds and stuff because, to me, those are just more ways to get more natives into my space, you know?
Right, right.
But before we do that, we are going to, you know, hear from some sponsors, and I do want to talk about Southwest Fertilizer. Awesome place. And Diane mentioned attracting pollinators and butterflies to the space. Well, I saw at Southwest Fertilizer a really cool thing that's these hanging little things that are honeybee attractants. So if you're trying to build up, you know, kind of your pollinator garden, but you're just starting, you want to make sure you get pollinators. You want to start doing it to where there's a yield. And, you know, it's just one of the many cool inventions that I always run into when I'm at Southwest Fertilizer. I mean, I'm talking like watering tools, new style sprinklers that you've never seen before, new bird feeders that are squirrel proof, new kind of tools, you know, that hold an edge sharper or have a longer handle or whatever. They have so much cool stuff there. You know, it's such a neat place. And, you know, the name Southwest Fertilizer, and they do have an incredible selection of fertilizers. But like I just mentioned, they're really forward-thinking and love having new products come in. So, you know, if you've used something and you love that tool and you have a hard time finding it, the team over there would love to help you acquire that thing. They can locate it. They're a super friendly team, and they know what they're doing. I would say Southwest Fertilizer is just dedicated to kind of Houston's organic scene. They got all the good stuff there from not just Houston, but nearby Texas. They definitely have Nelson Plant Food. They have MicroLife to sell Nature's Way. They're a great source in Southwest Houston for all the stuff that we got. We are always talking about that we love so much. Tools. They can help you with your lawnmower. You may have lost the love of lawn mowing. Well, it's probably your mower. Needs blade sharpener, needs a tune-up, needs a lot of different stuff. Their pet food is awesome. I recently kind of converted a family member over to their pet food, and I may be joining them soon. I've been using the same pet food for a really long time, and I'm getting tempted to move to theirs, because I'm getting, not only does the food have such great online reviews, but their dog, who's finicky, seems to like it. So good stuff. Quality pet food, horse feeds, everything. It's a destination for birders. Birders love that spot because they have seeds of different kinds, specific birds, and they have a lot of cool feeders. Again, they love helping you solve your problem. So no place in Houston is quite like Southwest Fertilizer. It's a little gem. So head on over there, stop by and see Bob. 5828 Bissonnette Street, right at Winwick Street. Just Southwest Houston. It is worth a trip. Visit their website, southwestfertilizer.com.
How do professional flower growers and landscapers grow healthy, beautiful plants? They have a secret. ColorStar and NutriStar fertilizer from Nelson Plant Food, Texas made, using scientifically balanced ingredients. Targeted nutrition helping plants grow faster, stronger, needing less water and fungicides. Now you know, grow like a pro. Use Nelson Plant Food. Look for the gold star at Garden Pro Nurseries or find a nearby store at nelsonplantfood.com.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
713-572-4610. We'd love for you to join the conversation. Want to hear your thoughts. It's a live garden show, live radio show. We're here live. I don't know if I mentioned that we're live. Diane, did I say that? That we're
yes,
live? Okay, great.
Did.
Yeah, so we'd love to hear from you. We'd love for you to call in. 713-572-4610. I'm talking with just a master at this, you know? I mean, Diane Blonowski, she can help you with design questions. She can help you with specific plant questions, diagnoses, all that stuff. So she's here with me. I encourage you to take advantage of this awesomeness that we've got. So 713-572-4610. Diane.
Yes.
So I, you know, one of my jobs at Memorial Park is to grow a bunch of plants from seed. And, you know, there's a lot of different groups that are going around the city to different prairies and stuff like that and collecting seeds. It's pretty easy to grow stuff from seed, though, right?
It is. You have to, you know, you have to give it some care. Seeds, you don't want them to sit too wet in the planting medium, and you don't want them to be too dry. So if, you know, if you're good about that and just make sure that, you know, they stay moist. And then the other thing that that can be tricky, but is when you've got, you know, your first true leaves, you want to start giving the seedlings some sun. but you kind of have to, you know, you have to do it in steps and harden them off. That's the term that we use.
Wait, so tell me more about that. So the first couple leaves, I don't need to worry about sun? You said true leaves.
The first true leaves. So the first leaves you see are not the true leaves. You know, the seedling will sprout. And then when you see the first true leaves, and they look different, they're different on different varieties of plants. But when you see the first true leaves, that's when you want to start hardening them off and getting them into a little bit of sun. Usually I'll put them out for a couple hours and then bring them in just because, you know, we might have some cold weather in the evening.
Right. Or a severely hot day.
Right. And the thing with tomatoes that people don't realize, they can take some cold temperatures. And so that's part of the hardening off process because, you know, we're going to fluctuate this time of year. So we know we're going to probably have some sunshiny days and still some cool days. So hardening them off kind of gets them used to those different, you know, conditions. And it makes them tougher. So that if we do get a little bit of a, you know, a cold event, they're tougher and can handle it. If we do get really cold weather or we have freezing temperatures and you have young, you know, seedlings or young tomato plants, you can always just put a growing pot over them. That's what I do. And I've never lost any when I've done that.
Right.
So that usually keeps them.
Uses the earth's heat. Makes a lot of sense. I've even had bigger ones that were good, you know, probably 3 feet tall and a hard freeze was coming. I used trash cans, you know, the Rubbermaid trash cans. Not that Rubbermaid's a sponsor on the show or anything like that, but that was like a tool. You know, anything you can cover the plant and let the ground warm it up, you're really going to help that plant out.
Right. So, I've used recycling bins too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's great. That's great. Nice. Yeah. It just insulates from an actual heat source. Well, it makes a lot of sense what you're saying about the seeds because the first little bit of the plant is what's just already in the seed. You know, it wants to get a little light, a little water, but the plants, it hadn't really become the plant yet. It's still just the seed, but opened up. And, you know, I mean, anything new. And if we had a brand new puppy, we wouldn't just chunk it outside and be like, all right, have fun. You know, we would we would do it in little bits. We would try to, you know, encourage it to get outside, teach it to use a doggy door, let it, you know, learn to go out potty outside. You know, it's kind of like that with the tomatoes. It's bit by bit. You're introducing it to the elements. Not going to happen a lot faster with the tomato than with the puppy, especially the potty training. But I think that's a great bit of advice. So really appreciate that. When you fertilize tomatoes, how soon do you fertilize them?
I usually wait a little bit. I'll use something like liquid seaweed and fish emulsion, you know, once they have their true leaves, but I'll use a diluted solution. And but when I'm going to transplant them, and so usually what I do is they'll be in a smaller container, and if you pop it out, you can see how well they've rooted. And once they've rooted to the bottom of the small pot that I've started them in, then I'll transplant them. And at that point, I'll use my granular fertilizer, whatever that might be. I like to use MicroLife.
Well, that's great you mentioned that because I have a live read right here for MicroLife I need to cover. Oh, my God.
Good.
How perfect.
Well, we love it for everything. It's more than a fertilizer. Seriously, it's you know, to me, it's a soil conditioner. It's got all kinds of great things in it. So that's what I, you know, use to start them with. And I have a few other little tricks. Like to use dolomite also.
Well, let's get to those tricks after this quick break, okay? I want to hear this trick.
All right.
I want to give my full attention. So, you know, good times. So, but Diane mentioned MicroLife and how much she loves it. In the veggie garden, I'm also a huge fan of it. It is something that whenever I'm planting new plants or directly sowing seeds, I want MicroLife to be there to kind of really encourage that top layer of soil to have tons of microbial life. You know, MicroLife, microbial life, not a coincidence. And so it really kind of generates a lot of kind of buzz and soil air and stuff like that. It can take your kind of old garden that you've been doing something for a while and it's changed a little bit and gotten worse. It can really reinvigorate it if you do a little bit heavier kind of fertilizing with it to try to get back into gardening, you're going to have a lot of success. Tomatoes, you know, they're not a big, you don't want to give them a ton of nitrogen, especially during fruiting season. And MicroLife is a great thing for that because it doesn't have a ton of nitrogen. It has a lot of minerals, almost all of them actually, in just the regular old green bag, 624. And it can really help your tomatoes kind of really get all the way. And, you know, not just tomatoes, but anything you're growing, indoor plants, outdoor plants, shrubs, trees, lawns, MicroLife works really well for all of them. It's really great at fortifying your soil. And that's really, you know, we talk about on the show that root health is plant health. You know, the plant cannot be healthy if the roots aren't thriving. And the best way to make your roots thrive is by making your soil thrive. MicroLife is a big part of that awesomeness. Dan also mentioned seaweed. MicroLife has this great product called Super Seaweed. It's one of those things that if you try it, you're going to love the ease of it. Doesn't smell very much at all. There's no lingering smell. And you're going to notice your plants are actually like greener that day. Pretty cool stuff. So we're talking nutritional boost. We're talking microbial life, all the stuff you really want to see and safe to use, you and your kids, and won't burn your plants really ever. So look for MicroLife at your favorite garden center. Check them out online, microlifefertilizer.com.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Tis the season to spend some of that money Grandma gave you and fix up your home domain. The 9th Annual Sugarland Home and Garden Show returns to the Stafford Center next weekend, January 19th and 20th. There'll be over 200 local home improvement professionals. The star appraiser of the Discovery Channel show, Auction Kings, Dr. Laurie, returns. And so will Tom Tynan, answering your home improvement questions during and after his live broadcast. There'll be free parking, and you can save a couple of bucks with a discount coupon at homeshowradio.com. More of Home Show Radio is coming up.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, both in Richmond, where beauty and tranquility are waiting.
Plants for All Seasons. Come and get your green on. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
What a great list of retail garden centers. Diane, have you been to all those places?
Almost.
Yeah, nice.
Not quite all of them. Many of them.
That's okay. That's okay. We're going to get you to them, though. You know, get you, you know, because community, right? It's such a big deal. That's one thing that I've always loved about gardening. That it like connects people, it brings people together, you know, not just connection with man and man, but also like man and nature. I mean, you know, talk about one of the big benefits of using natives is that, you know, it brings in beneficial insects and it feeds native populations of birds and valuable bees that kind of are fading away. So, you know, just it's all about connection and community. So good times, good times. But that list is really what makes this Home Show Garden Pros. And, you know, Warren Southern Gardens is on the list, but since you're here, it's not listed that today. But anyway, at the live radio show, 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you. In fact, we're going to go to Larry now. Larry, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I have one of those tall evergreens in front of my house, those tall, skinny ones.
An Italian cypress?
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. And I just wondered, they're so tall that they're not really thick, and they kind of might fall over. So should I prune the top to cut them to get them to be thicker? You follow me?
Yeah. Diane, what are your thoughts on them?
Well, on Italian cypress, one, I'm just wondering how wide they are. They are a slender plant. They get quite tall, but
right.
They do get a little girth to them as well. I'm wondering how old they are. When did you actually plant them? You can do a pruning. I would probably wait. It will encourage some growth, and you could fertilize at that time. You could use fish emulsion or liquid seaweed to get, encourage some growth. But I would probably wait about, 3-4 weeks before doing that. It will encourage some girth, but I'm just wondering, when you planted them and how wide they are right now.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years, but they're about maybe 7 inches wide, 8 inches wide. Hmm. And they're growing up more than they're growing wide. So, I just worry that they're going to topple over with the wind blows.
Yeah, so you're not seeing as many branches down below at the bottom, is what you're saying?
No, well, no, it's good. It's good down all the way down, but it's just really going high. And I have a stick that's kind of giving it some support. I just want to make sure that if I take that stick out of there, it's not going to just blow over.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Nobody wants a toppling. Right. Well, one thing you can really do to make sure it doesn't blow over is improve root health. Right, is just kind of taking steps to really build up the roots.
Okay, yeah.
So, mulching with compost, there's a product called Super Thrive that can kind of do some root building. You want to really, really, really water it down. But that's one thing. Even like a humates or seaweed liquid can do a good job of helping roots go deeper and wider. But those Italian cypress, they're maxing out at maybe, 3-4 feet wide max. Right at their full size, and so, how tall do you think it is, man?
Well, appreciate the help. Thank you very much.
Oh yeah, thank you, Larry, for calling in. Yeah, those Italian cypress can be kind of fussy. I mean, if he's got a healthy one, all you can do is keep them healthy because they get a lot of problems in this area with the humidity. So, Larry, good job keeping yours healthy and growing upward. That's the goal. So we mentioned. Addressing roots, making sure you got healthy roots, right? Italian cypress, even sycamores, pomegranates. These are just three trees that are famous for toppling over, right? Because they've grown too much, put too much weight up high, and then the wind blows them, and the roots haven't grown enough. And, it's like a ball and socket, right? It just kind of boop, bends over. And we don't really want that. We want our trees to stay upright. And so encouraging the roots going downward is a huge deal. When we kind of treat our fertilize our lawns with something that's not good for the trees, we actually slow the root growth down. And that's where year-round organic lawn solutions come in, and compost top dressing, core aerating, good fertilizer. These things can not only make you have this lush green lawn that the owner of this company, he dreams of that cliff. He dreams of you having a lush green lawn, but you can also encourage your really valuable plants, your trees, you encourage their health, encourage their roots to grow deeper and wider. And one cool thing that composting does is, 2-3 feet, you get a bunch of micro tunnels, right? You get a bunch of tunnels that the microbes actually kind of dig into to get to the food they want, or something has come up from the bottom, like an alligator, to eat the microbes that are on top of the ground that come with a compost top dress. And a great thing that Coration does is it really changes the level. You don't just have one level of compost top dressing. Now you've got multiple because you have all these little plugs that have been pulled out. These guys know what they're doing. They're going to show up. They're going to take a look at your lawn. You're going to be with them. You may try to explain why your lawn looks so bad, and they don't, they're not going to judge you, which I love that, because they get it. Houston actually is a pretty competitive place for a lot of plants. And if we're not supporting our St. Augustine and giving it the place it thrives, it's not going to outcompete a lot of weeds. But the cool thing is it can outcompete them. So Cliff knows your lawn is more than grass and dirt. Billions of organisms, billions and billions working in harmony. I just made a word up. Harmony to create and sustain a healthy lawn. So give them a call. They provide comprehensive lawn care. It's called year-round because there's not a time in Houston you want to ignore your lawn. And they're there with you. They're going to help you doing it. Deal with pests like fungal pests or insect pests, all the stuff. Everything they do is safe for pets, plants, and kids, and which is a really cool deal. So locally owned and operated, give them a call, 713-775-7224. That's yearroundhouston.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. My theme music's there. The band is here live in studio. I don't know if you can tell the quality. Obviously, they're here. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Danny, here with Diane Bolinowski from More and Southern Gardens, knowledge specialist. Good morning to you. Give us a call, 713-572-4610. We'd love to help you by answering your question, hearing about what you got going on. And we're going to go to Ralph right now. Ralph, you're on Garden Pros. Hey, bud.
Good morning. I'm better this morning. I have my volunteer tomatoes coming up. And I'll go to the ground and get the plants from Garden Ridge. Right now, so to volunteer, I can transplant them. I weigh 75 of them. But my pecan tree is right up. But what do you have to trim pecan trees?
I think, Diane, Ralph's question is, when do you prune pecan trees?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, your phone is real hazy, real rough. So we're actually just going to let you go and answer the question because you're scraggly. Sorry, bud. Hey, but thanks for calling in, Ralph. You know we love you.
That's my phone. I'm sorry.
No, fine. No. We'll blame the ether, you know. So, Diane, what's your thought on when to prune pecan trees?
Usually I would prune pecans in the latter part of fall. How about you? Usually that would be the optimum time to do it.
I've always been a school of thought that, right, because I know that pruning can push a flush of growth. And so you don't want to do it when the freeze threat is active. Mm-hmm. And so now is a little iffy. Late fall is great because you still have a few warm days that if you push growth, you'll get growth and whatever, that's fine. But I've always, once I see a new kind of bud, so I'm always inspecting my trees. Like I have plum trees that are pushing on new growth, new buds now, and I need to get out there and prune them. And so it's like when I see brand new buds is pretty much universally when I prune any tree. Now I'm going to be pretty light-handed with the average pecan tree just because they're, you know, big trees that are geared to take care of themselves, but they do like a little bit of stress for getting pecans. So that's my best answer, Ralph. But you effectively, the cool season is when you do it, but you just want to be aware of impending freezes. So 713-572-4610. Talking with Diane Bolinowski. So native plants, dreamscapes. You talked about layering, which I really love that idea, and I want to explore it a little bit after we take a quick break. But to me, layering is like different types of plants, but really categorically size and texture. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I'm layering. So there's like this visual, kind of almost like cascade of sizes that come down, and it doesn't have to be lines, right? But they always build on each other. So that's just to invite the mind. We're going to explore that idea when we come back. 713-572-4610.
Your house, your castle. But pollen, mold, and mildew have it looking like a dingy old cave. Make one call. Clean and Green Solutions. Dirty siding, stained driveway, patio, or deck. Let the certified Home Show Pros clean your home's exterior until it sparkles. Insured, fully trained, using the safest products available, Clean and Green Solutions will protect your investment. Houston's better soft wash and pressure washing company, cleanandgreensolutions.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Nelson Plant Food. Feed your plants. They're hungry.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now,
713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. We are answering your gardening questions, talking with you, and we got the great honor of having Diane Bolanowski here with us. Diane, shall we keep answering gardening questions?
Yes, sounds
okay.
Good.
All right, wonderful. David, you were on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Diane?
I got two rose bushes. They're probably, who knows how old they are. They were removed from a flower bed that my aunt had after she passed away. The main stalk of the plant is about 4 foot long, and it's forked at the top. Can I cut that in half and replant the top half?
Well, you would have to root it, so you could take a cutting. Yes, you uh-huh. definitely could take a cutting from the rose bush, but you would need to root it first. And in my experience, roses will take a little time. It does work. It will root. You could use rooting hormone. But you would need to, you would need to take a good size cutting, something that was, and it sounds like it's quite thick. So I would take, a cutting that's at least, 2 foot long or so. And
right.
Cut it at an angle, and then root it in a good, a good planting mix.
Right. Okay.
And the thing with doing that is that you do want to keep it. It can't be sopping whatever, but you do want to keep it pretty consistently moist. So you want a well drained mix that you really gotta maybe even water every day, barely water every day, when you're doing that root growing. But yeah, and then, if you got like a 3-inch trunk on that thing, I would try to pick maybe 1 inch, to 3/4 of an inch sized, if not a little bit smaller than that, as the one that you're trying to grow. And you know what, David, I would actually do several trials. I would take several cuttings and try to get roots growing on them. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Like do multiple cuttings, and they don't need to be they don't need to be any longer than 6 or 7 inches. But, like, the more you do, the chance of hitting one of them will go up.
Correct. All right. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. Diane's right, though. You do need some root hormone. Super Thrive can work, but there's a lot of products out there that can be helpful with that. Any other thoughts on kind of trends, root growing?
Well, I would just say be patient, and that was a good idea. Take several cuttings, and I usually do that with anything that I'm really, interested in getting off the ground, just in case. But I would say just be patient. It definitely is possible, and I've had good success with it, but it takes a little while.
And David, there's also a technique that you may can look up online, and we can kind of do a post about it too, called air layering. If you've got an established plant and you can pick a couple different portions to air layer, you can start growing roots in the air, but you basically wrap a plastic space with some soil in it around a part of a trunk. And in that soil begins to grow roots, and then you kind of take that off and you've already got a few roots to start. People call it Murcottage also. But hey, thanks for calling, Dave. Really appreciate it. 713-572-4610. Charles, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I have two questions. One is, when Hurricane Harvey hit, I had an apricot tree, and it was leaning over in the neighbor's yard, so I had to cut some of it off. this past year, I did not get one apricot. And before then, I had a tree full. My second question is, when is a good time to plant plum trees? And I've been told if you're going to plant one, plant two. I don't know if that's true or not, so I want to listen to you guys.
Diane, you got thoughts on it?
Yeah, so on the apricot, in my experience, they're a little finicky. So beautiful, you know, they have beautiful blooms. And the fact that you were successful and had a good yield previously is a good sign. You might just, you know, it might just take some time, you know, for it to come back around. But I have had experience with apricots being a little bit finicky. And on plums, really, the next couple of weeks, we just got some of our fruit trees in. I would go ahead and, you know, work on your soil amendment, get your area prepped and ready for planting. But really, any time in the next, you know, 4 to 6 weeks is a great time. And plums, it depends on the variety. There are some that are self-fertile, but any fruit tree, if you have more than one variety, you're going to get a higher yield. So it's always a good idea to plant two if you're able.
So that does that excludes tropical and citrus trees.
Right.
But so fruit trees, like when a lot of times in the gardening industry we say fruit trees, we mean the things that lose the leaves, like apples, peaches, plums, pears, true fruits. And so, yeah, you do – when you're buying your plum, though, everything Diane said was perfect. When you're buying your plum, you do want to make sure you get two plums that have nearly identical chill hour ratings. And because you – like I mentioned, my plums at home are starting to flower now. Very early, right? They're super low chill hour plums, and they're starting to flower now. Well, there'll be some plums like Santa Rosa that don't flower till, you know, early March. And so if I get two plums and they're not flowering at the same time, they cannot pollinate each other. Right, Charles? And so you want to really get very similar chill hours. I'm like, don't get 400, 600, get 550, 525. Try to get two 500s or two 300s if you can.
And so, when you say 500 of 400, what are you saying?
I'm talking about chill hours. So chill hours are the combined hours over a winter that it's beneath like 42 degrees. And so different fruits, again, true fruits, different fruits require different chill hours to make fruit. So if you live in Galveston and you get a plant that's got like, you know, 700 chill hours, you may never see fruit on that tree but once every 10 years. Right. If you live in Conroe and you buy a 100 chill hour plant, we may start putting on flowers and then it'll freeze and you won't see fruit. But for every 3 out of 10 years, does that make sense? So you really want to adjust your chill hours. So in the 400 range is a really good place to be. 300 range is a really place to be. If you're in downtown Houston or the heart of Houston residential area, you can probably do a 150 chill hour plant without any concern. But I'd stay away from the higher numbers there. But you do want them to match.
Okay.
When you're buying two that you want to use to cross-pollinate each other.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charles, for calling in. Diane, great word, great advice, 713-572-4610. So a great place to buy fruit trees is Buchanan Native Plants. They have an awesome selection of fruit trees. We love what they're doing with the fruit trees. They're really paying attention to low chill hour plants, citrus that are proven for our area, really culling it. And I also am really proud of their berry selection. Blueberries, blackberries. They got some pretty cool raspberries in now that are pretty awesome. So a lot of cool fruit stuff. But they don't just have fruit trees. It's not Buchanan's fruit plants. It's Buchanan's native plants. They have an incredible selection of native shrubs and trees and ground covers and a bunch of cool stuff. And when you walk in the front door, you stick a right, boom, you're in the native section. If there's a lot of plants there that you don't know, I would look at labels, and one of the incredible staff members will definitely come up to talk to you and ask a lot of questions, you know, like how often does this bloom? How big does it get? You know, does it need to be pruned a lot? Really kind of explore that area because there's so much color and attractiveness for plants and beauty to be had with natives. Again, pollinator gardens got to have natives in them. They're the best for getting our bees, our butterflies in to do that stuff. So Buchanan's doesn't just have native plants, though. They also have an incredible bungalow shop. a beautiful clothing shop with a bunch of cool gifts, a bunch of unique stuff. They have these squirrel-proof, squirrel-away deal. I love those things. Home decor, jewelry, fragrance, ladies' fashion. I mean, all the gifts you could possibly imagine there. So a bunch of great stuff at Buchanan's. Check them out online. You can see a lot of selection in their upcoming events, buchanansplants.com.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. Southwestfertilizer.com.
First impressions say a lot. A sinking sidewalk or driveway says your home looks tired, unsafe, old. We say, fix it for less than replacement. We're Concrete Raising Corporation, lifting Houston neighbors like you since 1994. Our trained techs know just where to drill and pump traditional grout or advanced foam products to raise sidewalks, driveways, and patios. Level and true, mess-free, finished in hours. What do you say about that? Concrete Raising Corporation. Find us online at crc-houston.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Here we are, Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610. Diane, great job.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Yeah, Diane and we're going to talk about designing with natives, but really tomatoes and your questions really kind of filled our time up. So we'll have to revisit really designing with natives next time you're on, Diane. Is that an agreement?
Sounds good. I always like to talk about natives.
Me too. And I always like to hear you talk about natives because you're such a pro about them. So what's happening up at Warren's these days?
Well, we're getting ready for spring. We've got many of our fruit trees in. We're expecting more. I've got a looking forward to our daylily and hosta tubers are coming in.
Ooh.
Something else we can talk about. I've got a clinic coming up on the 16th. That's another thing. It kind of goes with the summer flowering bulbs. So we're really excited about that. That's something you can get in your garden now. And we've got our Secrets to Growing Great Tomatoes on February 2nd. And we have our Father's Day salsa contest, which we're going to unfold some of the details on at our tomato class. So.
Sounds delicious. Sounds wonderful. I love salsa. It's really one of my greatest joys in life is salsa.
Well, there's nothing like making your own from, what you've grown in your own garden. So pretty exciting.
It's so true. So true. Well, thanks for being on. Thanks for being amazing. And everybody needs to head up to Warren's Southern Gardens up in Kingwood. And it is a beautiful spot up there. So an oasis, as they say.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Six of Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milligan.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.